Welcome back to Sunday Night Live. This is your guest host, David Penn, coming to you from the studios of Free People Radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the belly of the beast. I'm filling in for Royce White this evening. In this segment, I just want to talk about a righteous war. What were righteous wars? We never got to finish that. Righteous wars are described like when the Israelites went into the land, they were fighting the people in the land that were given over to great evil. God told them, destroy these people. They worship false gods. They're into every manner of sexual immorality. They steal, they rob. They're no good. These people are no good. You're going to destroy them. A righteous war, because the people were righteous. They'd just gotten out 40 years previous of a 400-year captivity to Pharaoh in Egypt. And you know, the story is, God brought them out by himself. He didn't send any ambassadors. So the people were in a state of great spiritual enlightenment. They were good. That made the war righteous. They could hear what to do and what not to do. They had discernment. They could see when their politicians, their political leaders, were lying to them, because they weren't liars. You see, that's the first step in discernment. See, that's what I want to do. I don't want to call out these liars, because almost all of them are lying. I want to have my political community, the Free People of America community, we're going to have discernment, and the first step is, I don't want to lie. I got to stop lying. You can't call out liars if you're lying. You got to get rid of that contradiction. That's what they're doing. They're hiding behind the lies we tell ourselves. If I'm lying to myself, it's easy to use that against me. And these people do. They're not good people. These people that went into the land, these Israelites, were righteous. They could fight a righteous war. They were in a position to recognize evil and vanquish it. Their house was in order. Their principles were in order. They walked by faith and not by sight. It's been a long time since we've had that kind of clarity. Really a long time. We got much more of a mixed bag. We got an impulse for good mixed with an impulse for slavery and for colonial empire. Mixed together. We got to get that sorted out. We got to find those contradictions. Here's a funny one. If this war was so righteous in the Middle East that we've been fighting my entire life, because I remember it started for me in 1967. If this war was so righteous, why does AIPAC have to put so much money into getting the votes to have it supported? I mean, if it was such a righteous deal, wouldn't people just do it because it was the right thing to do? Why is there so much money involved in it? You know, I mean, I ask myself that question. If it's so righteous, why is any money involved? Wouldn't it stand on its own recognizance as being, we need to do this? I ask myself questions like that. And then I look at the AIPAC landing page, and it's a bipartisan smorgasbord. There's Tom Emmer with Hakeem Jeffries. Mike Johnson with, you know, what's her name? Catherine Clark. Man, it's the odd couple. Except when it comes to that issue, everybody's good in the hood. You know, this is another contradiction. I thought these people hated each other. Well, when it comes to the SAVE Act, they can't get that thing across the finish line. But when it comes to the digital currency, hey, they passed it with flying colors. I'm confused. Fact patterns are dangerous, could lead you to a greater awareness of things that you really don't want to be in contact with, particularly if you're in the Republican Party of Minnesota and you're telling yourself lies. Please, let's stop that so we can get over being lied to. Please, let's stop kidding ourselves. Let's take this break to pray and thank the Lord. I no longer lie to myself. See you right after these messages.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live. David Penn, your guest host, filling in for Royce White. Trying to cover a lot of ground. Talking about mixed bags, where good and evil coexist. Fight for control of the steering wheel. Looking at the contradictions. Asking myself, is this a just war? Is this a just war? Nuclear weapons are not just. Here's a contradiction. We're denying the Iranians nuclear weapons, but we have about 5,000 of them ourselves. How about if we're going to have the right, the righteousness to say you can't have nuclear weapons, wouldn't that apply to us too? It's just a thought. I know a lot of people think we got to have nuclear weapons. But I don't think anything really good has come out of that whole program. That was the flower of science. We can now destroy ourselves. Isn't that great? Great work. And that was just the opening bid with these people. I mean, got all those executive orders there laying out the most fantastic digital future for me and my children that any science fiction film noir could ever come up with. If I want to look at the worst case scenario, you know, I could have a great case scenario. You know what that'd be? That'd be all of us that are listening to this figure out that if it's not me, is who's it going to be? And if it's not now, when are we going to do it? And if it's just as simple as supporting InfoWars the next time you buy some vitamins and getting off the convenience of, you know, point and click, just supporting this patriot economy right here, just going, taking the time. This kind of pisses me off. Because, you know, we get so much benefit from InfoWars, and then how many people actually take the time? I mean, I know that it's a very small return. And if everybody tonight just went to the website and spent $20 or $50, what an impact it would have on this whole program. And recognize if that's all you can do, and you're not even that doing that, kind of reminds me of Reservoir Dogs. Who didn't throw in? Come on. Everybody's got to throw in because this is the patriot economy. This is how we're going to work our way out of this mess. And it does take money, not to be rich as, you know, Elon Musk, enough to get the political job done. There are people in my political orbit that are listening to me tonight that they're looking for a way to come out on this deal. And I'm going to just say, I don't know where these Christians United for Israel are going to come out on this technocracy. Are these people, do they have any love of liberty? I mean, because I know that the contradiction of how Israel got there as a Marxist state financed by the Rothschilds, the early settlements set up by the British government with the Balfour Declaration, none of that seems to bug them. Maybe they're just trying to put a holy stamp on it. And, you know, I'm sure that these people would agree with Thomas Jefferson. Listen to this one. It's such a cool one. God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are of the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. I mean, surely these people are going to resonate with that. That's first principles. That means, hey, if you're up here in Minnesota and you're in the Republican Party and you're playing with the pro-choice wing of the Republican Party and you're thinking about supporting a pro-choice Republican Party candidate, I don't think Thomas Jefferson would be down with it. I'm just saying. It's kind of a progressive way of thinking about things. But would that person vote for my digital freedom? I mean, let's get down to what we really got to get down to here now. These executive orders are moving forward, but they're not laws. They're executive orders. That means laws can still be crafted. That makes this technology subordinated to my sovereignty instead of me being ruled by it. And it's just very simple. Are we keeping God at the center of things here, or are we going to replace it with an anti-God? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, who's it up to? It's my free will, after all. I mean, that's what's so cool about this. We get to vote, but they can't pass the SAVE Act. Sorry. In case you wanted to have a fair vote for sure, we're going to deny you that feeling. You can have twist in the wind. Why would you do that to me? I mean, if we wanted to have community and bind up the wounds that divide us, couldn't we all agree? In fact, we do mostly agree. I mean, if you look at the polls such as they are, they pretty much say everybody, not everybody, but a big majority of Americans are okay with something like the SAVE Act. Could we please pass it? There's one. See, I want to work for that. I want people in Minnesota, because that's my line of country, to find me. You can find me on X at Prof Penn Podcast. You can find me on YouTube. You can find freepeopleradio.com. And by the way, for everybody out there, if you're enjoying the content, and I know you enjoy Royce because you come back looking for him, Royce and I got a hit. We're on 5 days a week, every morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, on Rumble, find Free People Radio, and we're live streaming, and we're taking call-ins, and we're having a great time doing it. So I really want to promote that and let you know that we're going to be on tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, on Rumble, Free People Radio. We were inviting you to come because that's where we're trying to form a political community. I mean, a real action community. And we know that the InfoWars community is an action community. But we're in Minnesota. That's our line of country. Royce is running for Senate up here. That's U.S. Senate. We got a movement. We got tens of thousands of citizens that the establishment, the handful of delegates that are career insiders, and then the 50% of people that are new, that really don't know what's going on because the party keeps them in the dark and tries to recruit them in. Man, we got a problem with these people. They're organized too. In fact, they're still more organized than we are, but not for long. If you're watching me and you're on an inside track here in the Minnesota Republican Party, you know what? We are Republicans. And as far as our aligned interests are concerned, we can work together. But there's a lot of things we're not going to get along about. So the battle's going to continue in the party. And that's a numbers game. So if you're a patriot and you love this country and you know that there are people that are selling us out in the parties, because it's very obvious now who these people are. It used to be kind of mysterious. Now everybody gets it. If you really want to make this work, we got to get more people in the party. It's just that simple. We keep fighting. Fight, 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 fight. Okay, can we get some more people in? Could we get some more people in? That's what we got to be working on, getting more people in the game. Politics is a numbers game. So what are you doing? What are you personally doing to get more people in the party? Are you going to events? Are you bringing your friends and family? It's the political season. There's something going on every day, practically. Are you getting off the couch and are you going? And are you bringing your family and your friends? Because if you do that, that's really a big deal. And that is such an important deal. And I'm going to tell you why it's an important deal. We live in a republic. We are Republicans. And I don't mean the party. The party is a club. A club. A secret society when you get to the top level. No, I'm not talking about a club that's a secret society. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the philosophy of republicanism. Why it's so important you go out is, that's the third part of it. The first part is, you know, you live by that philosophy. You're the king or queen of your own life. That's who you are. No monarch rules over you. You're a child of God. And as the king or queen of your own life, you love others as you wish to be loved. Those are the two first off deals of being a Republican, the philosophy thereof. Then the third one, what I said, Republicans are involved in civic life, period. That's almost an infinite deal, right? You can coach. You can be in the party. You can teach. You can find something to do where you're a giver and not a taker. That's what it is to be a Republican. We're givers because we have a connection with natural rights that are granted to us by a creator. A creator, we're made in his image, we're creative, so we can give. We're not takers, we're givers. That's why we're in civic life. We got to do that right now. Now. I'm not that nice about this. If you really want to know how to get involved in the party, you all know Dan Schultz is the precinct strategy. Go to the website. Check it out. Get involved. You don't have to wait. You can do it tomorrow. It's election season. You know what elections are all about? It's about getting out low propensity voters. Like here in Minnesota, the party doesn't have that kind of a capacity. Like almost they don't even want to have one. They don't want to do it. See, that's work. That's making a community like we're trying to do at freepeopleradio.com. We want a community of Minnesotans and American citizens working together to secure certain very specific policy outcomes that we think are very important and can move the needle. And we got a phenomenal leader in Royce White. And what's phenomenal about him? He's searching for truth. And he's very eloquent about it and very creative about it. And people that spend time with him learn from him and are inspired by him. That's why the party says he's a BLM activist. Lest people discover what he could contribute to American society and American life in the years to come. And there's others like him. We got to find them. We got to elevate them. We got to get the unelectables elected right now, today, this cycle. So that's why I'm going to say, yeah, I know. Hey, I get all the judgmental. I do. I feel it. I read those executive orders. I don't have time to be judgmental. I'm actually in the game playing as hard as I can to make an outcome. And I'll tell you what the outcome I want is. I want an outcome where the American citizens run this deal the way it was set up in the beginning, and that we run it for the well-being of every citizen. And when I mean well-being, we extend everybody's longevity and we compress their morbidity and we have a commonwealth and we make every person's life all it can be. We change the education system. We do have AI. It's not going to go away. These robots aren't going away. I want an opt-in, opt-out system. I want a system that preserves and protects my digital rights, my freedom. And I have legislation to do it. And we're going to promote it together at Free People. And this morning show is a great place to do it. Come on into the morning show. Rumble, 7 to 9 a.m., 5 days a week. And Royce will reveal himself to you as an American candidate in a way that has never happened in American political history, to my knowledge. Yes, there's been some great interviews where you've really gotten a look at the humanity of some of the politicians that have dominated our history. But a day in, day out search for truth together as a community led by a political leader, that's because we have this great digital technology. It has benefits, but it has costs. So my job as a political activist, as an educator, is to compress its costs and enhance its benefits, just like longevity and morbidity, because it's the exact same thing. And if you understand what I mean, you're the InfoWars audience, and you get it, because they, on the other side of the football, are not playing around. They have the opposite goal: compress my longevity and profit from my morbidity. What kind of business model is that? I must want to kill myself for them to get away with that. Oh, yeah, I do. I get it. And that's what they, how they use me. You know, instead of uplifting me, encouraging me, helping me put sin underfoot, put me in the Word, they actually legalize my vices to intensify and exacerbate my sin. What kind of people are these? And they, well, it's always been that way. You know what? I don't care. It's not right. And every 100 years or 150 years or so, we got a chance to push this back. If we don't push it back, it's going to walk right over us. And baby, it's right on top of us right now. I go to these political gatherings. A lot of people my age, they are not really searching for contradictions. They're not really interested in it because they're living one themselves. I look at the way there are people in my party that step up on the stage and the first thing they say is, I believe in Jesus Christ, not because it's a profession of faith, but because it's a tribal identification symbol because they want to get elected. That would be a sin. That'd be like breaking one of the top 10. That would be using the Lord's name really in vain. I don't mean like swearing. I mean like swearing by the Lord. Oh, that's a bad one. And it really doesn't matter if you believe in God. That, you know, they say, well, I really believe in God. You're not supposed to say that. Don't you read the Bible? Oh, that would be a contradiction. Because if you read the Bible, because, you know, you stand up there and you go, oh, I'm a Christian and I believe in the sanctity of life. And I'm talking about a candidate here in Minnesota who's, you know, promoting a Seal brand. And there's a contradiction and I'm going, man, Minnesota Republicans, do you have any discernment? Well, of course we don't, because we're lying to ourselves. You know, if I walk up on the stage and my opening bid is, I believe in God and I say it to manipulate you, that is a very intense sin to use God like that. If I say it, that I believe in God and I believe in Christ because I'm trying to have community with you. I don't want anything from you. In fact, I want to serve you. I don't need anything from you. I'm not running for office, mind you. I'm here to build a movement of people that believe in God and have policy outcomes so we preserve our digital sovereignty, so we change our educational system, so our children are taught to be brilliant and not dumb. Things that we can achieve together if we believe. And you remember this one? whatsoever you wish for when you pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. Could we start out by believing we're going to receive it? Get out of the unfaith business and get into the stand in faith business and preserve our freedom and have an opt-in, opt-out, you know, kind of a system. We're not stopping this digital thing. It's here, baby. I just want to preserve the option of freedom. And if we get together, we can do it. That's why I'm not so quick to judge. But hey, if I go in that bar with you next time, because, you know, we've been drinking together for a long time. At least, I don't know, we've been drinking together since 2000 and Bush. Remember? Remember when we started going to the bar together? It was 2000 and Bush, and we're sitting there watching 2000 and Bush. And the debt was about $6 trillion. And, you know, you were screaming about the debt before you got so drunk you couldn't stand up. Now the debt's $40 trillion. You're still a drunk. And the next time you go in that bar and I'm sitting with you and you start a war with somebody, an unnecessary war, because you know what? You're not in a situation where you could, when you're drunk like you are, do you really think you're righteous to start a fight? Is that really righteous to act like that? A drunk. Drunk on power. Drunk on a business model that's based on research into, manufacture thereof, and then use the inventory of killing machines. That's what we do best here, you know. That's our strong suit here in the United States of America. And you probably work in the defense industry. That's probably why you're drinking so much. You ever do that again? Start a war? Not righteous? I can't have your back over and over like this. You've been asking me to do this since 2000 and Bush. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting old. And every time I do this, I get hurt. I get poorer. The debt gets bigger. Legislation gets passed to preserve and protect somebody else's freedom. That means I have to give up mine. You know, like the Patriot Act sounds so good. Oh, please protect me. What's the next act that's going to come? And the next act after that, the next act after that, until one day, it's like James Madison wrote, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. James Madison, hundreds of years ago, saw it coming. He knew that the silent encroachments by those in power were more apt to take my freedom than a revolution. And all I got to do is get on the field and play and come up with a way to get you to play. And I pray about it every day, and I thank God for giving me the insight and power to move a heart or a mind tonight. Thank you very much. I'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it and you like it and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Sunday Night Live. This is David Penn, your guest host, filling in for Royce White. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're sitting at home at your kitchen table, Sunday night should be relaxed, right? Come on. I mean, we got to go back to work tomorrow. It's kind of a soft time. I want you to go over and get your wallet. Come on back over to the table. I want you to get your credit card out. And I want you to go to the Alex Jones store right now. And I want you to pick out the favorite thing that you like the most and buy it, and then buy one for somebody else. And support Alex Jones and the Alex Jones store right now, tonight. Don't do it tomorrow. You're going to forget. I personally love the toothpaste. There's charcoal toothpaste. I think it is a very fine product. I buy it over and over again every time I need it. Everybody's got something they like. I buy other things. Why do I do it? Because I learn from the content. That's why. Don't you think you got to pay back? I don't want to be known as a taker. I want to be a giver. I'm a Republican after all. And I don't mean the party. You know, Democrats that are givers, they're Republicans too. We live in a republic. Did you know that your Constitution guarantees every state in these great United States a Republican form of governance? It's in the Constitution. That's why the communists want to change it so much. That's hilarious. You know, republicanism, it came from somewhere. It's philosophy. It's not the party. Party took the name. You know, and the people who took the name, that'd be Abraham Lincoln, they had a right to it because, you know, they were Republicans. They believed in God. They believed in a creator. I mean, the dude fought a war to free the slaves. It's kind of the ultimate, you know, love your neighbor as you wish to be loved. Kind of a contradiction, right? We're a Christian nation, but we're keeping slaves. That was kind of a strange start to the whole deal, right? Came here to worship as we wanted to worship, but we brought that Darwin thing right with us. Darwinism. Going to take property. Human beings are not children of God. And all that racism that went with it came part of the deal, good and bad. Hey, there's nothing to complain about it. That's just the way. I didn't make the program. And I accept it. You know, I accept it because there's parts of the word that I read that I really resonate with. And one of them is, I took that apple. I relate to that. I relate to that. I relate to it. I was born in the 50s, and I lived through the 60s and 70s. So did all the rest of these boomers that are preening around like they never stepped off the path, so quick to pick on other people's problems as if they never had any. Boy, is that a scam. There's a contradiction. I never get that. The gossip. Gossip is forbidden. You realize that? I got to deal with this thing up here in Minnesota. I got this relationship with Royce. I know I'm really good. I went to this deal on CD4, but the only thing I got out of my holster was, hey, he's not an anti-Semite, I guarantee it. They call him a communist. I'm talking about the rhinos, because they fear his message. What is his message? It's still as good today as it was the last cycle, border, debt, and forever wars. These people don't understand it. They're Fox News communists. Border and debt and forever wars. Okay, borders. Borders. Where's the border of the United States? Well, right now, it seems to be about 30 miles off of Iran. Does it seem that way to you? Seems to me. It's about 30 miles. And I think it kind of went on down to Venezuela, too. And I'm not saying that the wrecking of the rules-based order is necessarily a bad thing, because I see that, too. I'm saying, what about tomorrow? Because right now, we got no borders. In fact, our ambition is digital. We got a digital ambition that is so great that there's an executive order called the Genesis Project, where 40,000 American scientists are deployed in a Manhattan Project-like effort. You know the Manhattan Project where they came up with Fat Boy, the nuclear bombs, right? A Manhattan Project-level effort to create a U.S. government artificial intelligence based on U.S. government databases. You know, when I talk like this, when I talk to you like this, I just have to say, it's like I'm watching the Terminator. It's Skynet's being built right in front of my face. And these Fox News communists that are in the party, the ones that are, you know, elected, you know, they're endorsing candidates, they don't understand the relationship between borders and debt. They don't get it. And forever wars, they don't see that this is the whole game, and that when President Trump rolled down that elevator, none of these issues were even in the public square. They were all downstream. And he took this idea of the border and he put it right up on top. And the border has two elements, material elements. Immigration and trade. And President Trump has been quite focused on creating a sovereign border for the United States of America, wrecking the globalists, wrecked it. The rules-based order, he wrecked it. It's over. We don't know what's coming next. I'm not prone to prognosticate, fortune tell. I just know it's a jump ball, and we citizens better get in the game. But he wrecked the order because it was based on open borders, which meant immigration and free trade wrecked, totally wrecked it. But there's a spiritual dimension to borders, and I don't think President Trump talks about it very much. And that spiritual dimension is a limitation on my ego. I have a limitation. You know, just because I'm free doesn't mean I can do it. It's not that I want to do everything. I want to figure out what I ought to do for my well-being. I'm free to discover how to extend my longevity. I'm free to understand my redemption and my salvation. But we got another thing working. Scientific thing, a material thing. It's all material. Materialism. All comes out of that European Dark Ages that the PhDs call the Enlightenment. When people stopped having faith in God and started having faith in science. And look what we've created, this incredible, moving forward hundreds of years of scientific discovery and advancement, making the people more and more dependent, more and more unable, more and more governable. Governable and wanting to be governed for the benefits of the governance, not looking at the cost. Well, we're looking at the costs. The InfoWars audience sees the cost. That's why we're InfoWarriors. That's why you're going to go to the store and support the movement. Get in there and give Alex some of your love. He needs it. That's the very least you can do, don't you think? Knowing, how did you find out? Why are you here? You're here because you hear things here you can't hear other places. And why not? Why wouldn't you want to know? Well, I'll tell you why. Because too much work. Got so many citizens don't want to deal with it. We got so many citizens don't want to believe it. We got so many citizens that are aligned with it and they're in on it. But it doesn't matter how many believers there are. It doesn't matter how many people are awake and can see it and are willing to struggle to maintain this republic. It doesn't matter how many of us there are. It doesn't matter when we win or how, you know, what is the mechanism. All we need to do is have the faith of a mustard seed that we can get this done together, that we can form a community, that we can be political, that we can self-govern in our own ways and that it's infinite and that we don't have to be in fixed strategies. Things can change over time. How we talk about things can change. How we find aligned interests can change. I'm a Republican. I want to love my neighbor as I wish to be loved. It doesn't mean you can lie to me. You liars are going to get called out. But if you don't agree with me, we got a basis for conversation if you're honest about it. We're American citizens, after all. We're not supposed to agree. That'd be kind of boring, wouldn't it? There'd be no free will. That'd be like China, you know, 700 million guys and two haircuts. Not very diverse. See, there's something about diversity. I don't mean necessarily cultural or country diversity. I mean just in our choices. We're all different. What makes me well is different than what makes you well. What vitamins you need to take to be well is different than what I need. We're all snowflakes. We're different. The thrill of life is figuring out what makes me tick. I know how to be well for me. And I know when I'm beating on myself too. Because I do. It's very stressful to go through this. We're all going through a wormhole of sorts, being perturbated and stimulated and terrified and manipulated. And there's a lot of magic involved in this, which is troubling if you're not paying, you know, it troubles me for the people that can't see it. I mean, if you see it, it's almost a little bit hokey. But if you can't see it, it's going to affect you. And we got to wake up to that for our children and for each other. And then they'll use that too. They're going to say, oh, we got to take control of the internet to protect our children from child sex trafficking. So you got to give up all your freedom on the internet. I mean, these people, this whole thing, it's, well, shall we say it's complicated. That's why we're going to get together. We'll be on air 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. every morning on Rumble. Find Free People Radio, Royce and I are on. We're going through all these different issues, cultural issues. We talk about sports. We talk about well-being. We talk about all kinds of political issues from every possible angle. People call in. We try to have some fun. Sometimes it's very serious. Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we get a little bit emotional about it because we're out in the streets and we're fighting. Royce is out actually risking his life seeking to move hearts. Too much focus on winning. Because when you win, somebody's got to lose. And if we're in a win-lose dynamic, how are you going to listen to somebody you're trying to beat and vice versa? No, the politics at its best is about talking to each other. That's why honesty is so important. How can we have a conversation if somebody's lying? So the first step, wherever you are, Texas, Florida, New York, Minnesota, demand that everybody is honest. And first, I demand it of myself. And I know when I lie to myself, then I have to just say, self, get behind me, Satan. Come on. I don't have any time for this tomfoolery anymore. We got important and serious things to do, this community. Because if we don't do it, who's going to get it done? It's up to us. No different. You know, in 1776, it was probably about the same deal. You had a bunch of folks that were aligned with the crown, selling out for the benefits, getting lands, properties, great wealth in exchange for their loyalty to a perverse system of empire based on slavery and exploitation. And then there was a bunch of American patriots, eloquent, educated, faithful people that talk one to another. They inspired each other. Man, they were writing letters to each other trying to figure out who can be the most eloquent today. I mean, this stuff is just phenomenal. I was thinking about all these military people that are in politics. The strongest lobby, of course, is the military-industrial complex, which President Eisenhower both created and warned us about. Listen to this. It's so eloquent. The continual necessity for the soldier's services enhances the importance of the soldier and proportionably degrades the condition of the citizen. The military state becomes elevated above the civil, and by degrees, the people are brought to consider the soldiery not only as their protectors, but as their superiors. The transition from this disposition to that of considering them masters is neither remote nor difficult. How eloquent Alexander Hamilton, so well, warning against the deployment of retired military into our civilian political life. And while they have every right to do it as citizens, they have every right to do it, but they're not being honest about what they're doing. And when we stop lying to ourselves, it'll be clear to us, not every one of them, okay? Please, let us not have cognitive distortions. It's not all of them. But many of them are part of this grift, which is a business model that President Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex and its influence either sought or unsought. And he said, the only way this deal comes out for American citizens, if we're educated and engaged. Otherwise, it's over. Republic's coming to an end. And we're right at its last in fact, it is over because our Republican Senate, which can pass the digital currency legislation, can't get the SAVE Act across the finish line. So Republicans, if you're in the party, let's remember we created this together. Let us look in the mirror and be honest about who we are, what we're doing, because we crave tyranny. Yes, we do. We crave it. I'm talking about as a party because I'm in a party, right? I personally don't crave it. I'm trying to educate people and get them to understand that when you have no borders and your military is all over the world, the claim to want borders is going to ring hollow because you really aren't keeping it up yourself. You know, it's kind of a contradiction to have a border and not maintain a border for yourself. Is a spiritual contradiction, a grave one, a very grave one. And to use Christ as a cover while the scientists create a technological monstrosity of digital capacity, capability, and surveillance beyond human understanding in complexity and power? It's kind of a contradiction, wouldn't you say? And I got to put up with it. I mean, actually, I have to go to meetings and listen to folks. I think it's kind of dangerous, actually. Because as Thomas Jefferson so eloquently said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. So what can I do? Well, I know one thing I can do. I can work on being righteous myself and in the contradictions in my own life, loving the fact that I'm an American citizen and putting my service to country first, dropping my bags, being a Republican, being reborn in the fight for freedom, for liberty, for faith, and for family, which I will guarantee to every one of you. If you haven't done it yet, if you are willing to give your life that you might find it, if you're willing to lose your life in Christ's name, you'll find it. You know, it's one of these things that you have to do it to get the benefit thereof. And of course, people don't want to do it. It just sounds so dangerous. But of course, if it's easy to achieve, what's the point? These are the things that are difficult to achieve, to walk by faith and not by sight, to be willing to lose one's life in Christ's name that I might find life everlasting. Those, that feeling, that benefit, it's no faking that one, okay? You can't fake it. But let me encourage you to try getting there, because we're all troubled by something. Something ails all of us. Now, some of us more than others. But in time, in the passage of time, age is a great socializing factor. We all find ourselves with heavy legs and memories that we don't necessarily want to remember. But do you know that the Lord gives strength to the weary? The Lord can do that. The Lord has that power to give strength to this country, even though we are weary and we are at odds with ourselves and each other. And hatred fills the land. And arrogance masquerades as faith. We have no border spiritually. I guess you got to start somewhere. At least we got one materially now. to some degree on trade and immigration, but in other respects, materially, we have no borders as a country. These are things I can heal in myself. Why would I expect anybody else to do something that I won't do for myself? And when I commit myself to doing that because I understand that's how I save my country, I will guarantee you that strength will pour into your life no matter what place you're in, that things that have ailed you your entire life, physically or spiritually, will change. It's called a baggage drop. It's a guarantee, but you got to do the work. You have to really get to the place. And you see it. I see it in Alex Jones. I see it in Royce White. These people are willing to give everything for the concept in our the concepts in our founding documents that a creator granted our rights, unalienable rights. Just that idea. I'm not going to let that get replaced. Isn't that worth everything? Because, you know, if it gets replaced, my rights are given to me by a machine. And that is something that I will not abide. I just know better. And I'm sorry that some of the people have never known God and never known Christ. And I can only testify that if you want that more than anything else and do what you need to do to get to that place, you'll get there, but you have to want it. It has to be part of you. And that's what this country was, at least in some great percentage, when it was formed by people that believed in republicanism, by people who believed in faith, and people who believed in a creator that granted rights. That's the bedrock of this country. And I've been so honored and privileged to talk with you about it tonight. And I ask you to come join Royce and I, where we talk about these issues every day on Rumble at Free People Radio, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m. to 9 a.m. We want to be working with you politically. We want to be in the streets with you. We want to find a way to maintain our sovereignty, this wonderful country. I want to thank you all. Wish you a great night. Thank you very much.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.